The Astros going for their third straight win, taking on the Braves on this July 4th. Freddie Freeman back after missing more than a month after breaking his wrist, getting his first career start at third base, and in the second inning, he'd be tested in a 1-0 game.
1-1. And that's grounded up the third baseline. Jess Fair, backhanded by Freeman, throws across in time. And there are two outs as Freeman handles his first chance at third base.
Here's the 3-2 breaking ball, and it's lofted into right field. Backing up is Markakis. He's on the warning track. Gone! Markakis wasn't expecting that ball to keep traveling over his head, but Springer, with his 25th home run of the season, makes it a 2-0 game.
First pitch, and Altuve rifles it pretty deep to center field. Inciarte on his horse, still going back, looking up, and that's off the top of the wall. Scoring easily is Bregman. Peacock right behind him, and coming home, the throw to the plate, and Peacock scores, but Springer is tagged out, was right behind him, and the Astros get two on the double to make it 10-0.
Nothing in one count to Altuve. That ball's hit well. That's one deep in left field. There it goes. Altuve with a two-run shot. That's his 12th jack of the year. And it's 12-0 Astros.
6-7. And add to that total. Josh Reddick has just won. Grand slam, Reddick. 16-4, Astros.
What a drive by Josh Reddick.
The Astros win their third in a row, taking it 16-4. Carlos Correa extends the hitting streak to 13 games prior to exiting in the fourth with a thumb injury. He's considered day-to-day. Freddie Freeman returned for Atlanta. He started at third for the first time in his career and went 1-for-4. The Astros crushed the Braves. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
You know, we haven't had a starter go six in a while, so to get into the seventh was nice. I thought he got tired at the end a little bit. Human night, ran the bases once. Almost got caught by Springer. So, he did very well. He threw a ton of strikes early. You know, they swing the bat very early. We knew that coming in. So if we make quality pitches, we could get some early outs. And he was really good. He's doing fine. You know, x-rays are negative. We got him checked out here. It's his left thumb. It's day-to-day. We ruled out the fracture by getting the x-ray. So in that type of game, in that score, it was easy to pull him out. But we'll see how he is tomorrow. The head first slide is very dangerous, you know, but it's a split second decision. It's hard to fault a guy for trying to work around the catcher. It happens all the time. An advantage to the catcher nowadays is that you can't run into him. You can't really deviate from your path. You can't do a lot. So the aggressiveness I get because the ball's running away from him. The pitcher had a hard time controlling the ball at first base. We actually thought the catcher blocked the plate, but the throw must have taken him into him. But you always hold your breath when the guy goes head first. But we've seen some of those be successful. You're trying to work around him. He's had an ankle injury in his past, so going feet first isn't much better.
Brad Peacock improves to 6-1 on the season. He talked to the media after the game.
Yeah, definitely a confidence builder going a little deeper in the game. But still got to make pitches. Just got to make pitches.
Josh Reddick finishes with three hits, including a grand slam.
It was funny, I was talking to Hudgy about my previous two at-bats, and I got a little too aggressive with the score being the way it was, and I went into that at-bat going, don't try to do too much, and things ended up working out for me, so I just got to remember that I don't have to try to hit them, they just got to let them happen.
Carlos Correa had to leave the game in the fourth inning with a thumb injury. He spoke after.
A little sore, nothing crazy. We had a good lead. They decided to take me out, get some x-rays in there. They were negative, so pretty happy about that. It was sore, it was hurting, but then when I cool off, it was good, so I was happy with the results. Hopefully I can be in there tomorrow. I gotta see how I wake up tomorrow. I'm day to day, so I'm gonna show up tomorrow early to the field and see how I feel.
Up next, the Astros go for the sweep of the Braves on Wednesday. Joe Musgrove on the hill.